So I think for our local wildlife, the pandemic had ups and downs. For a while there was a lot less people on the roads, right? And one of the number one reasons we take in patients this time of year is car strikes. However, on the flip side of that, when people were stuck at home, one of the activities that became very popular as spring sprung in New England was backyard gardening. We get a lot of patients like songbirds and rabbits and small mammals that are driven by that.
For 30 years and counting, the New England Wildlife Center has been a refuge for more than 220 orphaned or injured wildlife species in Massachusetts. Their hospital in Barnstable, the Cape Wildlife Center, provides free essential care to wildlife. The pandemic inspired the hospital to go live via Facebook to connect and educate the public through a series of videos called Science for Social Distance. Listen.
Today we have a really, really exciting procedure going on. We are actually pinning the wing of an owl. So this is going to be a live surgery. If I get you close, you're going to hear a whooshing sound every other second. And believe it or not, that is the turtle's heartbeat.
All of the patients we have get at least 2 feedings and cleanings a day. And some of our patients get fed up to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day.
If I am to be reincarnated, I want to be a wildlife. And I want to be in Barnstable, very close to your hospital. Because these animals are getting better care than humans sometimes.
Well, Queen, if you'd like to try in this life too, you can come and help us take care of them.
Zach, why should people care about their wildlife? Why is this work so crucial?
People should care about their local wildlife for a lot of reasons. One, it is just, they're amazing to watch. They enrich our community. Another really important reason is because wildlife health is very closely tied to environment and human health. Helping to treat wildlife is a way of understanding environmental challenges. And when we talk about diseases in the age of a pandemic, it's very easy to see the relationship between wildlife and humans and environmental health in our daily lives. So when you care for wildlife, you're not just treating one animal at a time. You're also acting as a public health observatory.
Mert says the pandemic has created a rare opportunity for people to bond with wildlife.
People really took a vested interest in their local populations, and that can be really healthy and incredible relationships, like watching a family of red-tailed hawks grow up and fledge and keeping an eye on them and making sure they're safe. There can also be some negative relationships too, where people love these animals, they want to help, but they end up feeding them, which seems nice on its face, but what it does is it encourages these animals to come back for food, and oftentimes it draws in additional animals as well. So these are smart animals, they know they can come and get back. But of course, if they don't approach the right person, they can get in trouble. And the other thing it does is when you feed outside, it is unfortunately a very good pathway for diseases and viruses to spread. And so we encourage people, appreciate your wildlife from a distance, plant native things in your yard that are good for them, landscape your yard in a way that is compatible with their habitat, but please refrain from feeding.
The Cape Wildlife Center is funded through grants and public donations. Mert says there is plenty to learn from our wild neighbors.
Right. Nature teaches us the best way to respond to a challenge is to be adaptable and be quickly willing to pivot when you need to.